B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, by the way, I have your T-Wolves starting five.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They put Ricky Rubio at the point guard.
Oh, that's horrible. You can't have Ricky.
Sam Cassell's your two.
That's horrible.
They go KG at the three, which you could do, but he's more of a 4-5, in my opinion. But they go KG at the three.
Four, yeah.
Kevin Love at the four. T-Wolves Kevin Love. And then the Cat at the five.
That's terrible. Ew. All they're missing is Wiggins out of that stank group.
Yes.
That's terrible.
Rubio, all-time point guard. Can you imagine?
Yeah, that stinks.
We're at least arguing, like, Iverson, Simmons.
Right. You know. Yeah, that's crazy.
Cheeks.
I'm with you.
Do you even consider Cheeks? A lot of people tweeting in surprised that Cheeks not on the list.
Cheeks over who?
Well, he would either be the point guard and Iverson goes to the two, and you take Greer out.
You can't play Mo and Iverson on the floor together. They're too small.
Right. No, but not even your lineup. It's the ESPN, like, hey, this is the best point guard, this is the best two guard.
Nah, I think they were trying to do it. I think they were trying to do what we're doing. I think so.
All right, here you go. You want your Phoenix Suns?
Let me guess. KJ?
Yes, at the two.
At the two?
Yes. Well, I mean, who do you think the point guard is?
Westfall?
Mm-mm.
Who?
Steve Nash.
Oh, Nash. Oh, duh. Yeah. That's small, man. Nash, KJ?
Big hearts, though.
KJ's small. KJ's little. Barkley?
At the four, yeah.
Who do you got at the three?
Walter Davis.
Oh, he was a great player, Walter Davis.
And then the goggles at five, or the glasses.
Who's that?
Amari Stoudemire.
Oh, Stoudemire.
He was a beast.
Yeah.
Prime Stoudemire, he was a beast.
Before he went
mad, yes.
He was a beast. He was a great. I love Stoudemire. Remember David Stoudemire?
Yes, I do.
I was a big Dame Stoudemire fan. I like Dame Stoudemire.
All right, is this an ill one? Because it kind of is. But I also haven't seen more than half these guys play. The Denver Nuggets.
Let me see what I got. Alex English?
At the three.
David Thompson?
At the two.
Issel?
No.
They have the Joker?
No.
I would put the Joker in there. Let's see. Nuggets. I'm missing.
Very, very young.
Who?
Dikembe Mutombo at the five.
Mutombo?
Melo at the four, and then that Fat Lever at the one.
Fat Lever? No. He was a high. He had a better name than he was a player. He was okay. Yeah, be somebody else at the one. Who was the four?
Melo.
Melo, yeah, well. I think Melo, they had Melo on the Knicks. How could you put Melo on two teams? Did you see the Knicks?
No, I didn't.
Frazier, Earl Monroe, Black Jesus. Melo, Willis Reed, Patrick Ewing. It's old school, but it's a great team.
Right. Who would you put over Melo, though, is the question.
I don't know. I gotta look at my Nuggets. I gotta go back and look at my Nuggets.
There you go. How about your Sacramento Kings?
Sacramento?
But they also have, you know, the Cincinnati Kings and the Kansas City Kings as well. So it's
Otis
the Kings Birdsall? Franchise.
Did he make it?
No.
Who is the other? Ricky somebody. Ricky Scott.
No Rickies.
No Rickies. It's Kings. Weber has to be the four.
Yes. There's two prime Andrew Salchunas childhood days Kings players on there.
Is Vladdy on it?
No.
Well, Weber for sure. And then how about that?
Shooter.
I can close. Chunas.
Chunas wasn't on.
No, like a Marshallonis, like one of those guys.
No.
One of your paisans.
But no? He's not Lithuanian. He's out there, though.
Who is he?
How about that Peja Stojakovic?
Yes, that's what I meant. Stojakovic.
Your guards are Oscar Robertson and Tiny Archibald.
Oscar, wow.
And then Jerry Lucas at the five.
Jerry Lucas.
Not bad.
Who is the Vancouver? Is that Memphis?
Yes. But I don't know if they have...
Abdul Rahim on that?
Yes, so he's the three. This is an ew starting five.
I bet. Mike Conley?
Mike Conley at the one. Tony Allen at the two.
Tony Allen?
Exactly.
Oh.
The fact that he's on a starting all-time starting five. Zach Randolph at the four. Good player. And then Marc Gasol at the five.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an ew. Like, Marc Gasol, like, those are good players. But all time.
Wow.
Here's another ew one. And I love him. I love him as a player. But the fact he should never be on an all-time starting five. Jrue Holiday with the Pelicans at the two.
You got to be kidding me. Jrue Holiday.
So you go Chris Paul, Jrue Holiday, Jamal Mashburn, and David West.
Wow.
And then Anthony Davis at the five.
Wow, you got to be kidding me. Dude, did you see what today's anniversary is, Flyers?
No.
One of the legends. We might have to do this next week. How about the J.J. Day Yogo?
Oh, nice.
Sam Cortini did a piece in the Inquirer today. The headline, the J.J. Daniels goal, game six of the 87 finals, shook the spectrum like never before.
Oh, that's great.
That is outrageous.
Too bad they lost.
Well, but they won that. That was game six, man. They forced the game seven. They almost won game seven, too. That was the all-time greatest team ever. That Edmonton Oilers team. And the Flyers almost beat them. I mean, that Edmonton team, greater than the Bulls team.
Wow.
I think so. Ask Tyrone what he thinks of that. Edmonton Oilers, greater than Bulls. I'm curious. I have to make my case of the stars on those rosters, like the legendary. I mean, it was Jari Kurri and Paul Coffey, and Grant Fuhr was the goalie. Here you go. You ready? Dude, I don't know. Dude, that team was ridiculous. You had the greatest player of all time. Like, Gretzky and Jordan were the same, right?
Right.
So, if those two cancel out, you had some of the all-time great players still there. Yeah, I mean, look at their scoring. Here you go. You had Gretzky, Kurri, Messier, Ace Tikkanen, Glenn Anderson, Paul Coffey. I mean, you had six Hall of Famers.
Yeah, and this was not Flyers Paul Coffey.
Nah,
this was legit star Paul Coffey.
Gretzky, 183 points. He had 62 goals.
That's outrageous.
And 121 assists, dude.
That's outrageous.
Are you kidding me? But how about that? Jari Kurri has 54 goals, 54 assists, and Messier, 37 goals, 70 assists. Dude. I mean, Glenn Anderson had 35 goals and 38 assists. Yeah, I mean, isn't that a greater than the Bulls?
I mean, because you have multiple stars, yeah. I mean, well, I don't know. You're not a big Pippen guy.
I mean, listen, I mean, Pippen was a great player. I just don't think he was as high as 13 out, whatever, on a list. Dude, I got to tell you. I mean, I got to go that route. I got to go with the Oilers. Best team ever.
All right, I have another Western Conference team for you, and I want to see if you can guess it.
All right.
And I want to know if it's correct or not.
If the team is correct?
Yes. The Golden State Warriors.
All right, so you have Steph?
Yep.
You have Steph. You got KD at the 3.
Mm-hmm.
You would have Wilt at the 5.
Correct.
You would have, they go Clay at the 2.
Mm-hmm.
And at the 4, who would be the 4 from back in the day? He's not going to go Draymond. They go Draymond?
They went Draymond.
Nah.
They literally went through the dynasty and Wilt.
I mean, not for nothing, that team's ridiculous. That team's outrageous.
Yeah, you take out Andrew Bogut and put in Wilt Chamberlain.
I mean, how do they lose?
They don't. They're 82-0.
Who are we missing? Somebody from the Warriors, like back at, like other than the dynasty guys?
They have, like, in the little write up, they said it's tough leaving off Hall of Famers Rick Barry and Chris Mullin. But I mean,
Mullin. Yeah, I love Chris Mullin. We've had Durant at the 4, Mullin at the 3. Another shooter. Could you imagine? Steph? Think about this for a second. You could have Steph, Clay, Mullin, KD.
And you don't even have to step inside because you got Wilt grabbing 50 rebounds. Right.
They're all bombing, and then you got Wilt in the middle. Oh, dude, that's outrageous. That would be incredible.
All right, so they did a strictly...
Oh, I miss Mitch Richmond, too, man. Mitch Richmond's a good player.
They did a strictly OKC and a strictly Seattle group.
Oh, they didn't put them together?
No. So you have Gary Payton. Sean Kemp is still there, but he's at the 4.
Sickman at the 5.
Sickman at the 5.
Gus Williams at the 2?
Yes.
What am I missing?
How about that? Detlef Schrempf.
Wow. Detlef Schrempf. He could be on Indiana too, Schrempf.
And then the OKC team, I think you can guess. It, you know, the first three are easy: Westbrook, Harden, Durant. Can you go the 4 and the 5?
For OKC?
Yep. The 4 is...
a stretch?
Yeah.
To call him a 4?
No, it's a stretch based off his very limited time there.
And this is OKC?
Yep.
Let's see. I'd say so. I need 4 and a 5, huh?
Yeah.
Is Ibaka?
Yes, he's the 5.
All right. How about? And did you say? So I'm missing the 4.
Yeah, I just go. He's a bit of a stretch because.
And he's a stretch.
He played 1 year there.
Played 1 year for OKC. Was he a crossover guy?
No, last year.
No, but was he a Seattle OKC crossover guy?
No.
Oh.
Like last year was the 1 year he played for OKC.
Oh, this past season?
The 2018-19 or 2019-20 season. No,
2018-19. Who the hell? Who am I missing? Who am I forgetting?
Paul George.
Ah, PG, yeah.
That's a bit of a stretch because
PG. Nah, I agree. Well, again, that was the rule, though. They did with whoever played, right?
Yeah, but they also said they are basing it off of accomplishments. But I get it. OKC, because they're not doing the Seattle / OKC, then there's not as many years.
Yeah.
I can't think of who was an accomplished power forward that it's not like OKC has won anything. So it makes sense as Paul George, but it's, you know, 1 year. Yeah. That's why the Kawhi on the Clippers thing right now.
Well, again, if you're going to open it up, anybody who ever played for you, go ahead. Make you start five. I got no beef with that. Let's go to C.D. Dan. C.D. Dan.
Yeah.
What's happening, C.D. Dan?
What's going on, man? Yeah, you know, I just wanted your opinion. How long do you think it took Paul Pierce to make this list for these camps, all these teams?
These lists are just like, some of them are just so absurd. I don't know how you don't put Kawhi Leonard on that Spurs team.
I don't know. It's crazy. Because if you put Kawhi Leonard on the Spurs team, they're a top team.
Oh, hell yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And did they, I don't know how you feel about this, but I think Noah should have been with Chicago on the center position, Yumkin Noah. Was he not put in there? Or?
No, they have Artis Gilmore. Artis Gilmore was a better player. He's from the 70s.
Okay. Well, but that explains that. I don't know as much about him. But, you know, I'm going off of what I saw. And I might have been on hold and not heard you, like, talking to your producer. But did you put Booker on the Suns, Devin Booker? Because couldn't you just put him at the one instead of Rubio? Wouldn't that be a better?
No, they had Rubio with the Timberwolves.
Oh, they had Rubio with the Timberwolves.
Yeah, you had Nash. You had Nash with the Suns.
Oh, you can't take out Nash. No, absolutely not. Okay.
They go Nash and KJ. A little small backcourt, but they were the most accomplished players.
Yeah, I mean, the lists are just absurd. But I did like the fact that you're comparing Edmonton team. I had Patty Egan actually brought this up the other day. They were comparing players, him and Devon. But I wanted to compare two teams. I brought this up in the morning crew. The 04 Pistons versus the 07 Celtics. Which team are you going with?
04 when it comes to Pistons.
Yeah, you're talking Billups, Rip Hamilton. You're talking Sheed Wallace, Ben Wallace, and Tayshaun Prince. Against Garnett, Pierce, Ray Allen.
I like the Celtics.
I mean, they're very similar, the teams.
I like the Celtics. I think Garnett would be the best player on the floor. And
that Piston teams was a bunch of dogs, though, man. You know, they were.
I love that team. I did. I got soft spot because Sheed, I love, and I love Rip Hamilton.
Oh, yeah, I remember him wearing the Flyers.
But, Ben Wallace, I mean, all he did was rebound block shots. And I didn't like, I hate Tayshaun Prince. And Chauncey's all right.
I love Billups, though. I did like Billups. And it was a different game back then, even though it was 94. I mean, 2004, it was still different. Or Ben Wallace, flourished a little bit more.
Larry Brown, they played more defense. But, I mean, look at that Celtic team. You got three Hall of Famers, right?
Yeah.
Allen and Pierce and KG. That's a great team.
Oh, it is. It is. And I think I have bias because it's the Celtics. And I just, I don't know why, but I love that 04 Pistons team. I think that's when I really started getting into the NBA like a lot.
Right.
They were tenacious. They were awesome to watch. They were fun. And I just want to bring this up separately, but that Spurs team from a few years ago, I think it was when they won it with, before Kawhi Leonard, the passing was unbelievable. I'm trying to think of the year.
Real quick, I got to give you a game, all right?
And we're gonna take
a break. Here's a game of salutations. I'm going to give you the Chewness game. Fab, number 6 seed versus Hoss, the 11 seed.
Oh, my God, that's awful.
Fab versus Hoss.
Hoss.
Well, Hoss. I can never go Hoss. Hoss.
We Hoss. Know that. And I love you, Andrew, but I can't do Hoss. You know,
so Fab,
not a term of endearment at all. So I can't really.
On. Beating of the Hoss. Thank you, CD.
I agree with him.
Oh, you agree?
Yeah, I would use Fam on a more regular basis than Hoss.
All right, well, yeah.
It was an unfair matchup for Hoss.
Maybe I put that there on purpose. Maybe the committee wanted to give Hoss a tough first-round matchup.
Isn't the 11 seed now a play-in game, right? Like, when they extended it to 68. So they won the play-in game for the 11th seed. They were tired and then lost to Fam. Fam U.
I like it. All right, let's take a quick TO. We'll come back. I'm curious. I like to do a poll on the Oilers Bulls.
Yeah, I can put that out.
Would that be would you watch that docuseries?
Yeah, because I'm all about learning more about like these dominant teams.
I mean, I grant you, Gretzky's not joining, but Gretzky's got his own thing. His wife,
God, yeah,
he's a fascinating dude. He's under. Undershown, right? Like
for being the best player of a sport of all time, yeah.
Yeah, right. More 99. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Cuz Radio Tunis, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
All right, welcome back. 1:32 on a Thursday afternoon. So, a couple things. One, the rules proposals is going on right now. Tunis, what do you got? What are you hearing, man?
Yeah, this is from Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network. There's a couple out there right now, but Tom points out the most interesting one. An alternative to the onside kick that would allow a team a chance to maintain possession by going for it on 4th and 15 from their own 25-yard line. He mentions that it sounds like support for the idea is growing, and he mentions a team could do this no more than two times a game.
Really?
So that's interesting, maybe late in the first half.
Huh.
Now, if you don't get it, I'm guessing the team obviously starts from the 25-yard line.
It feels like it's kind of junky, though.
Yeah. But at the same time, the onside kick is the onside kick's done.
Yeah, I agree with
because
that.
They changed all the rules. You can't load up on one side. So, I mean, it's not like the onside kick was successful all the time. But, I mean, now you pretty much made it impossible.
Yeah, I know.
But the way that quarterbacks are playing these, I mean, can't you see Patrick Mahomes making that work?
Yeah, right? I don't know if I like it. I mean, I hear you on the onside kick. I don't know if I'm digging that though. I mean, it's like you said. I mean, it's not hard to make, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be like a 50% success rate, but I mean, is it like a 0.02 success rate? I don't think so.
No, I'm saying it's too easy.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Therefore, it's too junky. I don't know if I like that. Any other ones?
That's the only one that I'm seeing right now because that was the most interesting one that they put out there. But I will, I'll let you know if more come up.
All right, a couple things. How about this? Are you have interest in this? ESPN new docuseries. You ready?
What we got?
Tom Brady man in the arena. He tells basically the story of his Super Bowl. Man in the Arena, 9-episode series, will include a look from Brady's perspective at the 6 NFL titles and 3 Super Bowl defeats he was a part of. A rare opportunity for up-close revelations from the usually private quarterback who left the Patriots.
Yeah, I'm absolutely in.
You are?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking greatest of all time at his position. Anything that you can give me greatest of all time, I'm in. And I know that Brady, the person, is nowhere near Jordan, the person, in terms of interest level, right? Like, you know, he's married to the supermodel, but you don't hear about the same stories that you heard about Jordan. But at the same time, Brady, I mean, there was also all the allegations with the, you know, Deflategate and obviously the 04 Super Bowl with the tapes. Not that he's going to give up anything, but they'll talk about it.
Yeah, I guess.
Interest level, not as high as Jordan.
Not even close. I'll be honest
with you. But am I in? Yes, of course.
I mean, I'm in. I don't think it's great. I'm not going gaga over it.
No, like, I was thrilled that they moved up the Jordan one, right? They move up the Brady one. I'm like, all right. But I'm still in.
I'm in.
I'm not getting this. All right, so I'm looking. I see it on the scroll right now on ESPN. I will tell you, Ant, I remember where I was when I heard about the Jordan thing coming out. I was living in the Northeast, and I was doing laundry when I got an alert on my phone. So I remember being like, oh, my God, I can't wait for this.
Really? You remember that?
Yep. It was
that kind of detail.
Yeah, my grandma moved in with my uncle. So for 2 years, I kind of fixed up the house and, you know, got to live there, right, and take care of it before they sold it. And so I still remember exactly where I was doing laundry when it popped up. And I was like, damn, I can't wait for this.
And you were down from the jump.
Whereas this Brady one, I go, all right, I'll watch it.
Right.
Big difference from remembering where I was hearing about something to, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not as, like, I'm in, but I'll put it this way. If you told me Belichick was doing something like that, now I'm in. Right?
I wonder if he talks during it.
Nah.
You don't think?
Nah.
I don't know.
Nah, no Belichick.
You're probably right. He probably won't do it.
No way.
You know he's feeling a certain type of way that Brady left.
No way. Yeah, he's out. No way he's in. No way.
Oh, hold on. Is this true?
What do you got?
It looks like the Eagles were the team that actually proposed the rule change.
Really?
So they made a couple. All right. Proposals by the Philadelphia Eagles. This is from the NFL Football Operations Twitter account, official account. Make permanent the expansion of automatic replay reviews to include scoring plays and turnovers negated by a foul and any successful or unsuccessful try attempt. That's a whole lot of words there.
Yeah.
Provide an alternative to the onside kick that would allow a team who is trailing in the game an opportunity to maintain possession of the ball after scoring fourth and 15 from the 25. You know, Doug would love to do that.
Love to do that.
Doug would do it in the first quarter.
He would love it.
Yes. So yeah, that was the Eagles. The Miami Dolphins have proposed provide the option to the defense for the game clock to start on the referee's signal if the defense declines an offensive penalty that occurs late in either half. Remember, the Tennessee Titans were doing that in the playoffs. Remember they were running the clock on like fourth down and they took the delay of game penalty?
Yeah.
Because you can do it twice after, I think it was the 5-minute mark.
Yeah, and Vrabel
did that against the Patriots, which really helped them out a lot.
Smart. Yeah, definitely.
So that's smart by the Dolphins to be like, no, we can decline it. And
like
you just got to play, clock stops. Yeah, Vrabel was very smart with that.
Yeah, he did. That was a main maneuver. I agree.
From both the Ravens and the Chargers, add a booth umpire as an eighth game official to the officiating crew. That's smart.
Yeah, they should do that.
And add a senior technology advisor to the referee to assist the officiating crew. Yeah, I mean, the more you can get, that'd be good.
Yeah, the more eyes, fine.
Proposals by the competition committee, expand defenseless player protection to a kickoff or punt returner who is in possession of the ball but who has not had time to avoid or ward off the impending contact of an opponent. That's the kind of save their own skin.
Yeah.
And then prevent teams from manipulating the game clock by committing multiple dead ball fouls while the clock is running. That is the Vrabel. There you go.
There it is. And that's a great move right there.
Oh, my God, yeah. Vrabel was so smart.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Yeah, that's all good stuff. All right, let's do this because we're going to take a quick TO and let's get a couple calls on the other side in. Any resistance with Young Bull Killer?
A couple people on Twitter.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Said Young Bull.
But I don't think it's enough to. I don't think it's enough to overturn. I mean, by the way,
I wonder if it's a generational thing. Like I've heard Young Bull a lot. I know Killer's been used, yeah, but I've heard Young Bull so much more.
But listen, it's been going on since the '90s, though. Young Bull. That's a '90s thing. Late '90s.
Maybe a poll tomorrow.
There may be.
I have another poll up that I never got to, but I actually ran it to the end of the show tomorrow for a specific reason.
Hold the poll, and you tell me on the other side.
Yes, it's a good one.
All right. It's
because I hate the first one.
Right here, 97.5 for that.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, listen. you gotta play this because we're doing the salutations. Here's Embiid using one of our salutations. Take a listen to it.
Have you picked up any Philly slang? People really talk differently over there, it seems.
What's the most common that I always hear? Young bull, something like that. They don't say boy, they say, look at that young bull. At times, I think I catch myself like using it because I've been there for so long.
It's
young bull.
See? You know, all of a sudden I'm starting to wonder, should we...
Listen, you want Embiid in your all-time starting five. If Embiid says Young Bull, Young Bull's got to advance.
Should I switch up? Should I give Killer another chance?
No, I think we got to...
Somewhere else?
Nah, I can't. I already filled out the bracket.
Yeah, but I'm a Killer fan.
I know you are. That's why they were a six seed. I think we got to ask.
Did I overseed it, Killer?
Got to ask the people tomorrow.
Did I overseed, Killer?
No. I don't think it was an overseed. If you went top three or top four, I think that's overseed. But you may have underseeded Young Bull.
Yeah,
my age go Young Bull a lot.
Yeah. No, I hear you. But that's been around.
Yeah, it has. I know. But I hear Young Bull from people my age more so than, you know, Killa or a lot of other ones.
Yeah, you're right. I probably underseeded a little bit.
Young Bull.
How about the great Nat Marlowe with the assist?
That's very good, Nat. I'm impressed. Hey, give me your poll. What's the poll you got now?
Oh, yeah. So I put up another one during the show because you brought it up, but we'll save it for tomorrow. The topic of conversation, but it was which decade will we see more championship appearances? And I put that the 1980s saw 9 championship appearances, not victories, but appearances between the Sixers, Phillies, Flyers, and Eagles. Or the 2020s.
Did you use the late 70s too, or did you use... I had that one decade.
I did 1980 to 1989. So the one decade.
And they had 9? There was 9?
Yeah, the Eagles...
Sixers, let me try to guess. Sixers, 3. The Phillies, 2.
Yes.
Eagles, 1. And Flyers, 3.
Yes. So that was your 9. Versus the 2020s, which, of course, we just started. And
wow, that's a great comment. That's a great... matchup.
Now, when you brought it up at 10 in the morning,
yeah,
it's almost 2 o'clock.
We've been all over the place, yeah.
I, with no, without hesitation, said 2020s will be better. Now, I don't know
Mikey and I were both bullish on the Roaring 20s.
Yes.
You remember I played the music.
The Roaring 20s music, yes. Yeah. Right now, the 80s, with knowing that they had 9, has 64.3% of the vote. They're scared. 35.7% are voting the 2020s without the knowledge of the future.
Wow.
Now, in terms of championship appearances, I don't know.
How did you vote?
I voted 2020s. But there's a lot of factors that need to happen, right? Like, if the Sixers really figured out with Ben and Embiid, you can see them making the finals a couple times, right? Easy. Oh, yeah. In the next 10 years. The Phillies are a big question mark. You know, they have somewhat of a core.
They're
the biggest question mark of the four, in my opinion. Eagles, you at least have the franchise quarterback, and you have some pedigree there.
I agree.
And then the Flyers, I mean, hey, look at them.
I expect
they could win the most.
Yes. Yes.
They could break this 40-year drought.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So I made sure to do appearances and not winning the title, because winning, right, you had 83 for the Sixers, 80 for the Phillies, and that was it. So you only had 2 titles.
That will speak to the overall success of the decade. By the way, Mikey Miss coming up next in our handoff, brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. I got to believe Sixers could get to a... If they fix it and tweak, I still think they win a title. So I still see appearances. Now, Durant is a big hurdle.
Yes.
that comes with Brooklyn. But I still hope the Sixers can get to 2 or 3.
I can see 3 appearances and at least 1 or 2titles.
Flyers should get to 3. You know, Birds...
I can see the Flyers getting a 3 because they're like the rising star, right? Like at some point the Penguins are going to fall off. At some point the Caps are going to fall off.
Right. I mean, listen, we got time, like, right? You know, we got some time here. We're just starting this thing. So, yes, 3-3. How about Birds? They could get the 2.
I can see them getting the 2.
Right?
And then the Phillies are the question mark. Can the Phillies get to 1 in the next 10 years? Anthony Organo, you're on the spot. I say yes.
Yeah, I would. Here's why. They have to get rid of Klentak. I think he's on his last leg. I think they realize, like, once you got Girardi in here, you're good. By the way, you see what Gabe said? That Major League Baseball can't operate without spitting.
Let's open it up in chat.
Well, he spits out his ice cream. And
he said it's impossible to play ball and not spit.
That might be the one time I agree with him. It is true. The field is a spittoon. I think that's the first time I go, you know what, Gabe? We had a lot of differences. I agree with you there.
Let's open it up in chat.
All right. Yeah, we may tackle that one tomorrow. Yeah, I can see Phillies. I think Middleton wants to win. I buy Middleton's. I buy that he wants to win and will spend for it. All right. Listen, great day, everybody. I appreciate it. That was a lot of fun, man. Tomorrow, a little ode to the shore tomorrow. We used to always do the shore show. We're going to bring it back again tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. Thanks for being here. Stay tuned for Mikey Miss coming up next. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.